Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batzer, visiting with Professor H.J. Mackinder, commenting on five capitals here at year's end in war. The war in Ukraine is a war in Europe. A war in Europe is a global war. We move to the United States that, at this point, is supplying the money, the military might, the intelligence, and the momentum for NATO to support Kyiv. Without the Biden administration's commitments to Kyiv right now, Russia wins. So the question is, what has Washington lost this year, Professor?
Well, Washington, I would say, is rather self-congratulatory about her role, which was vital in saving Ukraine. And she is also self-congratulatory about the alliance that has been formed against the Russian aggression, which is really quite remarkable. And I think Biden does get some credit for this. But Russia is almost completely isolated, and China too, internationally, in the UN and all sorts of places. And we have new alliances forming. That said, I don't see that the real product that Washington is expected, that is what is really expected from Washington, particularly as wars reach termination, is leadership, ideas, vision. And as I was preparing for our talk this evening, I went through all my Google and so forth, and I found that the last time that Mr. Blinken had talked about Ukraine seems to have been the 22nd of December, and there's nothing. If you go to Biden Ukraine, you will find nothing in the last month. And this, it seems to me, has led to a general perception in the world that the United States has a rather weak and dysfunctional administration. Certainly the Pentagon is still pretty good at doing what it does, but the top, let us say, the top dozen offices in the administration are not as busy as they should be at a time of a European / global war. We should have much better connections and communications with Russia than we do. And I don't think that our communications, even with our allies, are very good. Above all, I would say that our public leadership is mostly generalities. And what the world wants to know, and what people in America want to know, is why are we doing this? In fact, what is it that we are doing? What are our objectives? And how do we expect to reach them? And Mr. Blinken said, Ukraine to the end, or to the end of it, I guess. Well, that is simply not that's not a formula for anything. It's like unconditional surrender, which was adopted because nobody could agree about what they wanted the post-war world to look like. So they said, well, we're going to just agree that all of the bad guys have to surrender. I don't think that the kind, what Blinken said was, we are with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Well, what is it? That's not the way a serious diplomat talks about things. And the issues, I think we're rather complacent about Ukraine. The issue seems to be the president is in St. Croix, and as I read our media, the question is whether he's going to run again for president, and the answer is that he probably will. But I have in the back of my mind gnawing away the fact that wars are easy to start, but they're nearly impossible to terminate. And a lot of rhetoric is not going to change that. We need real attention, sustained attention, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our top officials. And we need, if in a more typical American administration, they would be having meetings every day or every 2 days in the White House of all of the principals about what was going on in Ukraine. I mean, to have the president in St. Croix at a time of war is ridiculous. So I feel that the United States has lost a certain, we are no longer perceived as being as strong or as expert as some people imagined. Perhaps we imagined. I never imagined that. But we're starting to see some of the real defects that have crept in, that have come into the American political system, in both our, particularly in our ability to make decisions about war and peace. Because this is out of control now. I mean, the Congress doesn't seem to be involved except in voting money. So I think that the United States credibility has taken a beating in the last year.
Professor H.A. Mackinder commenting on what has been lost at each of the five capitals now engaged in war, a war that can easily turn to crisis. Right now, it looks contained to Ukraine. However, the question of who blew up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline, for example, or the question of the virus, is it contained or not? We have headlines now from Europe about how visitors from China will be screened and barred if. In other words, we're beginning a tense period about the virus at the same time we're conducting a war. And we have a political uncertainty in Moscow, in Berlin, in Paris, certainly in London, and Beijing. And we're moving to Beijing next because the crisis about the war is now accentuated by an extremely blatant conversation between Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, making promises to each other, wanting the whole world to know that they're allies. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.